Life Audio.
The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. Holidays can be both joyous and stressful. Preparing, decorating, and festive gatherings throw in the mix of excitement and apprehension of kids being home for the break. I want to talk specifically to mamas who have middle school and college age. Yes, that's quite a gap, but as you know, every life stage is different and they change quite a bit between middle school and college. First, I'm going to talk about ways to engage with your tween and teen during the break, and then we'll move on how to deal with expectations and family engagement for your college girl. If your girl is a middle schooler, she'll need a little more attention while she's home, including, of course, a ride to outings with friends, and even a little more monitoring in her online activities. Also, if your girl is in the midst of challenging friendships or friend drama, she'll need a little extra of your attention. So teens and tweens need a little more attention due to the fact that they're limited by they're not driving age. And the friends live close by, it's not an issue. But if they live a little further and you have to drive them, it's good to try to prepare and pre-arrange the time as much as possible. You want to make sure that you and your girl are on the same page as far as scheduling so that that can alleviate arguments and meltdowns. You also want to keep an eye, like I stated, on their online usage, whether it's social media or gaming. Both are ways that kids hang out nowadays and how they socialize with each other. You just want to make sure that they're being safe and not engaging in or being a victim of online drama or cyberbullying. For more insight on this, you want to check out the episode titled Face-to-Face Connections in a Screen-to-Screen World. That gives good information on that. And then there's another episode, I think it's the one before it, that also talks about smartphones and our kids. It's time for rest and it's time for check-in. You just want to check in, see how they're doing, how things are going in school, and how much rest they need now. Sometimes they need a couple of days. You know, sometimes they're just plain tired and they just need that downtime. If they want to be a couch potato for a couple of days, you know, that's okay. That's how it is with us anyway. And once they've been rejuvenated, then you let your teen or tween help with planning what they like to do. You can start by checking your calendar and setting aside days. So finding things to do together is great for bonding. Even if she's moody, which, you know, this is the age for moodiness, and says she doesn't want to do anything, choosing a few things to do is okay. Sometimes they don't know they want to do things until they start, and then they begin to enjoy it. You want to keep an eye on how she's feeling, though. But here are a few suggestions to engage with your tween girl during the break. So volunteering at your church or a local charity. There's a lot going on with the holidays and people do need help. And going for a walk or a hike, that's good. Being outdoors, having coffee or hot cocoa together at a cafe, baking cookies for the holidays, or baking cookies to give to some of your neighbors. You can have your own little mini book club. I like to read young adult books. So sometimes my daughter would read a book and she'd say, you really should read this book. And so I'd read the book and then she'd want to talk to me about the book. So sometimes she chose books I wasn't really interested in, but I read the book anyway because it gave us something to talk about. It gave us a way to have a conversation. And then It also gives you insight on what she's thinking and what she agrees with in the book or what she disagrees with. It's just really good insight. I also suggested books to her too, so we kind of went back and forth with that. You can go to a movie or visit a museum. Now, we're a board game family, so when the kids were younger, especially, that's one thing we would do on break almost every day. We'd take turns picking the game, and then we would play in the evening or sometimes after dinner, and we'd play board games or games like Jenga. Those are really fun. One thing that we did too, we did this pre-pandemic. However, I know they're still open escape rooms. The one we did one here locally in Lincoln, and then we did one in Kansas City. Not the scary ones. We kind of like the historical ones or the ones that have to do with a TV show. We did one of each. One that was a historical, one that had to do with a TV show that I don't watch, but my husband and my son knew what to do. Anyway, it was a fun way to encourage teamwork with the kids and also listening to one another, us listening to them and their suggestions and them listening to us. And it kind of helped us see how our kids are as leaders. We kind of let them lead us through the experience. And it gave us a chance to see how they problem solve with riddles and clues. It was actually pretty fun. I know some jobs this time of year is very busy. I worked for a nonprofit, and this is one of the busiest times of year for end of year giving. So it's busy, busy, busy. So during that time, you can look for winter break camps that your girls can go to, art camps, etc. And then also you just have specific days that you can put to specific times of the day. That's what I had to do when I was working for the nonprofit. I just had to set aside between this hour and this hour, this is what I'm going to spend with the family. And if I broke it up in the middle of the day and had to go back to work after that, I would do that. I had that flexibility. Some people don't. Just make it work around your schedule best way you can. Okay, so kids can also start, while they're on break, help with decluttering. It gives them something to do. And, you know, decluttering can take a while. So you can help with decluttering closets, the dresser drawers. You can keep them busy and also have them set aside a donate pile for things that they don't wear anymore. And all of these ideas are good for both tweens and teens. Okay, so since my daughter is living at home while attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, I asked a family member, Katie, and a friend, Gail, for a few questions about family expectations when their girls are home while still respecting their sense of freedom. So for your girls who are coming home, one of the questions I ask is, how do you address or come to an agreement with time spent with family obligations versus time spent with friends? Katie says it's always a bit tough, and there are many nights where they were kind of waiting for her to come home for dinner because they didn't coordinate their schedules. But the important things like dinner with grandparents and family events, she would usually provide the dates to her early and remind her daughter from time to time so she didn't double book. Katie says she felt very fortunate that her daughter enjoys time at home and carves out time to spend with them during breaks, but that as parents, they definitely have to work on adjusting their expectations about how much they will see their girl, since it is the only chance that she will be able to spend time with friends too. So then I asked, are there expectations about chores around the house while your kiddos are home? Katie responded, yes, but not a lot. She says that they can do their own laundry and help with dishes, and that she actually likes to clean their room for them before they get home because she remembers how awesome it was to come home from a dorm to a clean room and a made bed. So she says it is important for her kids to keep their room somewhat picked up, but that they tend to come home and collapse and all their stuff is just pretty much everywhere. So don't be surprised if that happens. Okay. Then I asked, do you plan fun things to do as a family, or do you plan fun things you can do with your daughter as a bonding experience? And Katie says, yes, for sure. It is harder to do some of the things that they really like with COVID restrictions, of course, but they do try to do things like First Friday art shows concerts, live music, movies, and dinners as a family. Katie tries to do some things with her girl that she likes, like going to vintage stores, bookstores, or something like that, so that they can catch up and spend time together. Another question was, are any of your kids expected to get a job while they're home, or is complete rest okay? Well, she said that they get to collapse for a bit, especially with the way that the last 18 months have been, but usually over the summer when they come home, they do have a job. But for a holiday break, she lets them take it easy. I asked, how do you handle the transition of them going back to college after the holidays? Katie said she handles it badly. She said it gets easier, but it is always tough to see them go. And the week or so after is very quiet and kind of sad. But she says it has gotten easier as they've had to see both kids go off so many times now. Another thing that Katie offered us is that when her girl went away to school, she realized how much she relied seeing her to know how her girl was doing. Katie said she could read her daughter's face and body language better, and then she would know than what her daughter's telling her. So it's kind of hard when they're gone to get to know if they're really okay. Katie said that FaceTime helps, and also asking specific questions like, what are you worrying about? Do you feel close to anyone? And then really listening hard to what she is telling her has been so important. I really appreciate those answers, Katie. Okay, and then Gail, my friend Gail. Now, Gail's daughter, she said, had graduated last year, but she still has another child in college. Gail says, with both her kids, she tries to live with intentionality and by creating experiences. And that means planning ahead and communicating the plan so that she could create an appetite for the experience. But she also believes in allowing downtime. Gail says she doesn't feel like they need every minute of the day booked when they're home, and that they need to reboot and rest in the love of their mama. She said everything else comes secondary to that. I appreciate Katie and Gail for sharing their point of view authentically and lovingly. Okay, mama, don't forget, you got to take time for yourself. Remember, God is for you and you are not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.